everyone comfortable. Be ready for the transmissions. There will be some transmissions of energy going through you that will come in what is called light codes. Some of them may be numerical. Some of them will be light language. They may not make any sense to you. Don't worry about it. There's frequencies, energies attached to these light codes. Okay, or if I speak a little bit of light language, it's not going to be English. It's going to be light language. Just let it be. These are the higher frequencies that we now want to embody, okay? To help move us out of that third dimensional life, moving into a much higher, more peaceful life. So I'd like everybody to close their eyes, and I'd like you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. I'd like you to call in your higher self, that all-wise self. Call in your higher self. This is you at a much higher level of existence. I'd like you to call in your spirit guides, or I'd like you to call in any deity that you like to work with, Jesus, Buddha, the Blessed Mother, archangels, Archangel Raphael. I'm calling in the great ones. These are the great beings of light who come in and answer the call of humanity's evolution. And I'm calling in to the Arcturians and the Andromedans and all of the beings of light that are here to assist in humanity's evolution and our own personal evolution. And we'll begin to open up our energy centers. At the base of your spine, bring your awareness there and allow there to be a red, vibrant, glowing light at the base of your spine, opening up the root energy center and allowing that red light to move down the legs, through the feet, through the bottom of the feet. And at the bottom of the feet, there's another energy center. There's a brown light, like the color of the earth. Just bring your awareness there as the earth chakra begins to open and spin open. Allowing us to connect more with the earth energy. And bring your awareness now, just below your belly button, there's an orange light, like the color of the sun setting over the horizon, a bright, burnt orange light, opening up the hips, the lower back, the abdomen, the second energy center. And bringing your awareness now up to the third energy center, just below your breastbone, above your stomach, there's a yellow golden light opening up the center for self, self in the world, allowing that yellow light to fill your mid-torso, front and back. And moving up to your heart center, allowing that green light to fill your lungs, your chest, your upper back. And opening up the throat center, the blue light in the throat, like a powder blue light, opens up the throat, the jaws, the communication center. in the middle of your forehead opens up to a violet light. It also opens up the back of the head, allowing that violet light, like a field of lavender flowers, beginning to cleanse the mind, beginning to cleanse the negativity, the belief systems. And moving up above the head to the crown, where there's a white light, opening up the seventh energy center. Allowing that white light to drape down around you like a cocoon of light. Beginning to lift you up higher and higher. Sink down into your chair or into the couch or wherever you are. Sink down, let go, surrender. Allow yourself to be lifted up. The cord at the top of your head is reaching up higher through the chakras, moving up higher into the eighth chakra, the ninth chakra, the tenth chakra, the 11th chakra, the 12th chakra, beginning to connect you higher and higher up to that point of light in the 12th chakra of your higher self. Allow these energy centers just to open, just surrender, allowing it to happen. And you're beginning to float upward, up out beyond the earth plane. Through the cosmos, you float through a porthole of light, bringing us into the fourth dimension, psychic ability, intuition, an awakening. And allowing yourself now to drift up even higher through another porthole of light, up into the fifth dimension. And in this fifth dimension, there is just a plane of white crystalline light, the light of the soul, of all souls. Just allow yourself to float up there. And now I will begin to open up all of your subtle energy bodies, which are energy bodies beyond the chakras. I will open there at the base of the spine. In the second subtle energy body. The third energy body. Moving up to the high heart energy body, just above the heart, the etheric heart. Opening up to the fifth energy body, the communication, the back of the brain, the occipital lobe, the medulla oblongata, correcting the reptilian brain, releasing karmic patterns. Opening up the sixth subtle energy body into the heightened point of intuition. And opening up the seventh energy body, the higher energy body, connecting you to God, to universe. And the downloads begin. The violet light begins to come down through all of your energy bodies, the subtle energy bodies, the chakras. It begins to flow through the intuitional body, the mental body correcting any negative thoughts and beliefs. Allowing that violet light to flow down through the emotional body, releasing the emotions of fear, worry, anger, insecurity, uncertainty, self-doubt. Any feelings that keep us separated from the unity of our souls. And allowing that violet light to begin to flow through your physical body, down through the head, down the midbrain, through the spine, all the way down each vertebrae, all the way down to the base of your spine. As this runs through your nervous system and into every organ and cell, bone, blood in your body, allowing this clearing light to begin to release and open your energy system. Mukha phaila kamo sana chi tikuru sana ta amakona na anasana. Opening up the nervous system. Ana kapura yiya malai shini tipukuna. Allowing that light to flow down through your physical body into your cells, you may begin to feel a physical vibration. Allowing all the billions of cells in your body to awaken, releasing any karmic pattern that is redundant, repetitive, that doesn't serve you, that doesn't serve others, to be released. Releasing the karmic patterns. There's a golden light coming down now through into the etheric body, which sits very close to the physical body, breaking up the old blueprint. There's a blueprint that we live by. It's breaking up the old karmic blueprint. This golden light is beginning to go back into your ancestry, into your lineage, breaking up the hereditary patterns that you are carrying from mother, father, grandparent, great-grandparent, and so forth. Just allow this golden light to flow through you and see it going back through the timelines of your lineage, your generations. From your life back to the lives of your parents and grandparents and so on and so forth, healing these karmic patterns. As the golden light breaks up all of these patterns to be released within you. Acceleration code 4932111. New beginnings now possible. The Andromedans come with rays of green light, green healing light, that of the heart. Allowing that green light to flow down through the top of your head, through your nervous system, all the way down through every vertebrae, out into your nerves, into your bones, blood, body, your bones, your cells. Awakening a new energy of divine love, unconditional love, the love that exists within every soul for the oneness and unity of humanity. Activating the divine heart, the etheric heart, right around the physical heart. If you feel a ping or a pang or an energy right there, a pinch, the divine etheric heart is opening through this green light. elevating our energy systems up into the higher realms of the fifth dimension, the higher dimension, the new paradigm. We are all connected. And the Arcturians begin to impart the bluish-purple light coming down to the top of the head, down through the nervous system, down the spine, as it blends with all of your cells, your bones, your body. Oh, bringing in the integration of higher global systems. As we possess these energy, we radiate it out into the collective masses. Allowing these systems to actually work for humanity, not for those in power. The acceleration codes to integrate this bluish purple light. 9, 4, 7, 7, 3, 2, 7, 7, 7. Integrating these lights now into your cells, into your body. Aromoshiri kaposanala kamura sakaya. Allowing your soul, your true soul's blueprint, to be activated. Look out into your vision. There before you stands a divine mother and a divine father. It may look like just a light, but there is the divine mother in the purity of unconditional love and self-worth. Just imagine the light of the divine mother now shooting straight into your physical heart. Allow the light of that purity, that divine love, to go straight into your heart and fill you up, for you are that. That divine mother is within you. That highest divine love that we yearn for is already within us. Allowing the great being of a divine mother to begin to activate that within your heart now. You may feel your heart racing, you may feel palpitations in your heart, you may feel a little pressure in your heart. Allow it. The heart is undergoing transformation. And there is the light of the Divine Father now, also sending this beautiful light, white light into your heart, activating what is within you, the strength, the protection, the safety and security of the Divine Father, which it is within you. You are safe, you are protected, especially when you are living in the light. Allow this feeling of safety and groundedness to be transmitted from the Divine Father into your heart now. This feels a little different than the divine love of the mother. This feels more grounding. You are safe. And calling in the great ones. The great ones come to assist in the evolution of humanity. Allow the great ones to touch your mind, your forehead, releasing any illusion or delusion that you are not a powerful being of light in human form. Allow the great beings of light to touch your solar plexus area. Oh, reconnecting you to soul empowerment, to feel safe to be in the world, to have a pure sense of self-love, self-respect, and to honor you. And as you honor you, you will be able to honor others more so. For the energy of honoring oneself, one's life, the challenges, the joys, can then be radiated out to others. And then we begin to honor each other in a new way. Hukahanishi ana 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 manapura akasini unishi tikaila pokana shini lu. Just allowing yourself to integrate these energies now. You may be very sleepy or you may be buzzing. It doesn't matter. You're integrating, allowing yourself to be lifted up. You will begin to live in a new layer, a new level of evolution, whatever is right for you. And there is a space out in this fifth dimension and higher. And we call it a void space. It is the complete space of stillness and complete healing and oneness. Just allow yourself to drift left into the porthole, into the void, into the complete stillness of the mind of God. Allow yourself to bathe in the stillness, to feel the peace. And stillness of being at one-ment with Creator, with God, with the universe. Relax and breathe. Sink down into the stillness. Allowing yourself to become familiar again with what it feels like to be in the stillness of peace. This is a deeply transformational place, allowing the energy of peace to be integrated into every cell of your body, into all of the thoughts of the mind, into the emotions, And as you gently begin to come out of the void, back into the fifth dimensional energy of light, you allow yourself to rise, allowing more light energy to come into your body, raising your vibration. If there is something that you would like to release right now, think of it and to yourself say, I release this energy, whatever it is right now. And to yourself, I say, I now embrace all that I desire as already having it, as already being it, as already manifesting it. I am peace. I am love. I am joy. I am the power of my higher self in co-creation with the universe. And ever so gently allowing yourself now to begin to travel back to a filled with light. The feelings of wholeness being connected to Divine Mother, Divine Father, Universe. Shift the internal feelings for you to a much higher vibration. Just allowing yourself to integrate as you begin to float back down, coming back down through the portals of light. Coming gently back through the earth plane. Coming back into your heart. Focus on your heart center. And to yourself to say, I am a being of light. Having a human experience for the purposes of human evolution. Let us envision the world and send all of this light energy into the world. Into our communities, into our country, into other countries. That as we begin to integrate and create a new paradigm, that it is created in the justice of light. Where everyone is held sacred, and all living things and creatures are held sacred. Begin to bring that light energy down now through into your solar plexus, from your heart into your solar plexus. Bring it down with your mind through your second energy center into the hips. Bring it down into the thighs, into the knees, the calves, the feet. And let it run out through the bottom of your feet. As we begin to see the truth of who we are, we can hold that space for everyone in the world and the world to see the higher truth, allowing the darkness to dissolve. So beginning to come back open your eyes whenever you're ready. As everybody is just gently coming back into their bodies, I'm vibrating. Anybody else vibrating? Yes. Hi, Carol. Yeah. Pulsations, vibrating. I'll tell you that the transmissions from the Arcturians and the Andromedans it was so fine, yet it was so powerful. My whole entire body began to vibrate, but very fine, not offensive. Maribel, we're sweating, burning through all the blockages. That's good. That's a lot of old energy patterns releasing. That's good. The vibrations, Deirdre. Allie, Tia's like, wow, that's beautiful. The tears are a deep catharsis. You know, we release through the tears. And when the tears after they have flowed out, what fills the space of those tears is light. And Carol, tears, yes. When we begin to remember who we are and what we are capable of creating, it is so deeply profound and touching in the heart, because it touches a part of us that we all want. We all want it, you know, and sometimes we look at the world and we see how things are and we say, well, how are we ever going to get there? But each of us has the ability to begin to create it within our own lives. And that's how we get there. Little by little, you know. one pebble at a time. But that's how we get there. Is everybody back? Okay, someone just, okay. Jen is sleepy, okay. Okay, somebody is, body is completely limp, almost like dead weight. Okay, well, that's all the heaviness that is being purged. So that will burn off. All that heaviness will burn off. That's a lot of dense energy that's been held in the energy bodies and in the physical body. So that's a good thing. I'm trying to think who sent me that. I'm not sure who that is. I'm not sure who that is. 631-645. Yes, Ro, a lot of heart palpitations and heaviness. Yes, so that's all going to burn off. Janine, a few weeks I was called to pick up a rose quartz from my heart chakra and felt so compelled to do it with the heart work. This makes sense for the transition. Yes, rose quartz is perfect for that, Janine. Yes. Ro, I saw the gold stardust on my soul. It's beautiful when we really get in touch with that higher golden energy. We're really ascending. Allie, lots of yawning too. The yawnings indicate shifts. If you kept yawning, you were shifting. Every yawn is a shift of energy, a shift from one place to another place, to another place, to another place, okay, to a higher place, to a better place. So that's a shift of energy leaving. Oh, okay, Lori. Okay, so sorry, Lori. Okay, so yeah, this was a lot of energy work. So that will burn off, Lori, and it could be by tomorrow morning, could be in a day or two. You just let it burn out because it's clearing out the karmic patterns, all right, that we're living in, that we don't want to live in anymore. We want healthy, loving relationships. We want prosperity. We want health. We want unity. We want systems to work for everyone. Okay, Elizabeth felt very tuned into the void and felt safe. The void is like one of our favorite places. Very peaceful. Yes, very peaceful. Oh, Ro, Jesus gave you the Sacred Heart. Oh, that's beautiful. And Mother Mary. Oh, Mother Mary was here, as was Jesus. Absolutely. I felt it. I saw them. That's beautiful. Maribel, you have a headache now. Okay. That's just a purge. Yep. Massage your head. Use your Reiki. Yep, use your Reiki. Massage your head. Find the points on your head that feel tender and just massage them, okay? That is all the energy that's clearing out of the top of your head. Janine, yes, the occipital pulsations. That's in the back of the brain here. That's where the reptilian brain is. That's where all of these old karmic patterns live. The patterns that we've been living over and over again. That's wonderful. Yes. Good. So I just want to let you know, everyone know, that the next online meeting will be Friday, January 8th, That is my birthday. But that's the day I was guided to do the next class, and it will be more on the integration and the embodiment of this higher energy that is coming in 2021. It is more accessible to us now. We are more ready to receive it, and we are more ready to become it. And I do suspect that those of us who are doing our work here will watch our lives improve in many ways. And by each one of you doing this, you know it positively affects your family and the people that you love. And that's a joyful thing, knowing that you can help. Even if your kids say, I don't want to do that, or your husband or your wife says, you know, this is, I don't agree. Well, it doesn't matter. We embody this energy. We begin to find that place of unity more and more. Oh, Ro, so Ro, you're January 9th. Oh, so I'll see you online January 8th. We'll celebrate our birthdays. Yes, yeah. To my Aquarius friends, you've got some stuff coming, okay? Some of it might be challenging, some of it might be good, great and wonderful, but you've got expansion coming, Aquarius and Leo. So you all know where to reach me if you need anything, and if any other questions I can answer. I just want to send everybody so much love and gratitude, all right, for this community, for all of us who we're lifting each other up. The group healings are more powerful than anything. And thank you too, Carol. Yeah, and I just thank you all for this. Just know that you're doing some good work for yourself and in the world, and we'll see how everything unfolds. One of the things at the December 14th solar eclipse in Sagittarius also tells us, trust that everything is going to be okay. One way or another, it's going to be okay. Even if we have to go through a little darkness first, it's going to be okay. And that's because the light of the community of light workers around the world will begin to create something new and better. And any dark forces just won't be able to sustain itself in that. From now until the December 21st, continue to stay in light, love, joy. Let negative emotions come up. Let them surface. Don't stuff them down. And ask our guides to help us remain clear. I've done this constantly. When there's confusion or there's an emotional upset, I call in my guides to say, please, give me clarity. Bring me clarity. And you get clear. So we can have like a little mini miraculous instant healing simply by being open to asking for it. It happens all the time. If we need strength, or we need physical strength, or we need courage, or we need mental clarity, anything that we need, just ask. Get into that zone, get into your heart, and ask for it, and it will be given. Yes. Yes, Ro. Sending love and hugs to you, Allie, and love to Frank. I miss you, and I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much, Deirdre. Really, I love you all. I send you so much love and light. Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Robert. Oh, Margaret, good. Margaret feels revitalized. Well, you should be feeling revitalized and uplifted in a very good place, even if you have a little headache or some sweating or some purging that's going on. You'll be feeling very, very good. And don't forget in your meditations, or in your prayers, call to the Divine Mother, call to the Divine Father, ask them to continue to touch your heart, and know that that is in you, all right, that you are connected to that energy. There, and peaceful. I do feel peaceful. I do hope that all of you too, you do as well.